Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Just yesterday, we celebrated the Ascension of our Lord. Already today, we have a Bible reading focusing on his return. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, and they also who pierced him. Just one day after our Lord's ascension, we are already addressing his return. Well, that's not quite right. Saint John received this revelation of Jesus Christ in about the year 95, almost 60 years after the ascension of our Lord. Just 60 years after the ascension of our Lord, we are still considering his return. Well, even that's not quite right. We are not John's immediate hearers. Here we are, almost 2,000 years after our Lord's ascension, and we still await his return. We still hold to the verse, "Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, and they also who pierced him." One day, 60 years, 2,000 years, it would almost appear that we have lost track of the time. Here we are, 2,000 years later, watching and waiting for the return of Jesus Christ. No, I am not trying to be one of the scoffers of the last days about whom St. Peter wrote that they will ask, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." St. Peter addresses that argument and refutes it in his second epistle. I am simply reporting the fact that we are still waiting in order to let God himself reassure us through the words of St. John. This reassurance St. John provides at least twice in these few short verses. He begins by referring to God the Father as he writes, "Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come." And our Lord himself says the same thing in the last verse of our reading, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, who is and who was and who is to come." This self-description takes us right back to the Old Testament, where God gives his name to Moses at the time of the Exodus. Moses was living in the land of Midian, where he had married his wife and become a shepherd of the flock of his father-in-law. One day, from the middle of a bush, which burned but did not burn up, the angel of the Lord spoke to Moses, telling him that God was sending him to deliver the Israelites out of the hand of Pharaoh. When Moses asked God for his name so that he could tell the Israelites who had sent him, God answered, "I am who I am." And God told Moses, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you." In the Septuagint, this is translated into Greek as, "The one who is has sent me to you," using the same words as here in our text. The one who is performed the mighty act, the miracle, the impossible task of delivering the Israelites from the hand of Pharaoh. The one who is was perfectly capable of doing what every human considered impossible. And the one who is continued to do the impossible as he led the children of Israel through the desert, settled them in the promised land, and defeated their enemies. The one who is speaks to us in our text, telling us in no uncertain words that he is the same God who is still active. He can still accomplish what he intends. But the one who is also the one who was and the one who is to come. God stretches from one eternity to another eternity. The one who is not limited by time. We humans are limited by time and cannot see things as God sees them. Yet God is not oblivious to time. The one who sent his son into the world as a tiny baby in the fullness of time, will surely send his son back into the world, coming with the clouds in the fullness of time. When that fullness of time will be, we of course do not know. Of one thing we can be certain, anyone who tries to set the time will be wrong, just as those who deny that Christ will return are wrong. We walk by faith, knowing with certainty that he is coming with clouds, but not knowing when. And until he comes, we wait, although never idly. Our Lord himself told his disciples, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Those of you studying for the holy ministry will have the privilege to be involved in this worldwide proclamation of the gospel. And those of you who are wives and families of the students will do your share in supporting your husband and father as he proclaims this gospel to that section of the world in which the Holy Spirit will call him. As surely as the proclamation of the gospel continues, so surely will the end come. The one who is, and who was, and who is to come, has promised it. The Almighty will do it. He is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, and they also who pierced him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.